Welcome to Installation 4 of the ActualizeOS course with Ken Wilbur. This is the initialization session, or part 1 of this installation. Our topic for this module is types. You've experienced the first 3 installations, which consisted of levels of development, lines of development, and states of consciousness. All of them are aspects of ourselves that, as we explore them, help us uncover and start to actualize our greatest capacities. Today's installation begins our exploration of types of personalities, including masculine and feminine types, along with some of the more useful typological systems commonly used. We'll start by having Ken tell us about types from the 30,000-foot view. What are types? What do they represent? And how can we start using them to better understand ourselves and the world around us? And here's Ken.
One of the things that we first learn as we take an integral approach and we look at the overall landscape of a human being and their awareness and their consciousness and their drives and their purpose and their goals, their aims, their wishes, what makes them happy, what makes them unhappy, there's been just a huge change over the last decade or two from the idea that basically the same thing applied to all people, that sort of one size fits all. So there's only one or two intelligences, and in terms of levels, everybody's the same sort of level, and you know, no real differences there. They certainly weren't noticed in adults. And so if you signed up for a self-improvement course or something like that, then what would invariably happen is the person that created this course has themselves are at a particular level and they're emphasizing a particular line and they're largely in a particular state. And so they write the self-improvement practices and maxims and exercises and thoughts and so on from that particular psychograph. A psychograph is what we, when we take all of these elements, like levels, lines, states, and we just put them on a graph so you can just kind of see where you are on each of these elements. It's sort of an interior thumbprint. It's a picture of where you are uniquely at that point. And so this person who's created this self-improvement program has a particular psychograph. They're coming from one level. They're emphasizing one, at most two lines. They're coming from a particular state and generally don't even understand what the other states have to offer, let alone what the other levels have to offer, the other lines have to offer, or things that we get to eventually, like quadrants. And so they'll produce this program of self-improvement, and it'll work for a person if they happen to have the same psychograph as the person who created it. So if you take this course and you're at the same level as the person who created the course, using the same line that the person that created the course is, in the same state that they are, then chances are it'll work. But for the 95% of people that aren't at that, it just doesn't work very well. Or you're forcing yourself into certain types of categories and certain types of traits that really don't fit you and really aren't appropriate and can actually slow your development and actually hurt your growth. And so then increasingly what we've started to see going back to the 60s, with, for example, the great influx of Eastern traditions. This was a mind blower, particularly in terms of states, because these traditions, you know, had an extraordinary typology and understanding of gross and subtle and causal and witnessing and non-dual ultimate states, just unheard of. And so that just expanded our understanding of the fact that people can be at different states, that these are very, very important to understand. And so if you're really going to develop your potential, you need to know this and know that you can work through these states. And then people like Howard Gardner said, wait a minute, there isn't just one or two intelligences. There's up to a dozen. Some people say even two dozen. And this also enormously expanded what a person's psychograph could look like, what your actual psychological profile, what a snapshot of you would look like. And so that opened up the gate enormously in terms of, well, wait a minute. I have to find out, first of all, where I am in all of this. Then I have to be able to recognize it. And then I have to be able to practice those things that are going to help where I need help. And in places that I'm actually blocked, I really need to address those so that they're not stopping me entirely. And this is entirely different from the typical way it used to be done, which is just come in, learn this practice, do this one technique, it'll make you better. So what the integral approach in a sort of paradoxical way has done is it's integral, meaning it's unified, it's holistic, it includes everything in a sense. But by doing that, it actually also pinpoints ways that how you can be different. Because now we have all of these different categories, and you can be different in all of them. And so now, even though we're still working with a big picture and working with a holistic, unified operating system that includes everything, the other side of that is it gives a much greater understanding of the differences that you have and the differences that you'll have between you and the next person and the next person and the next person. And taking a course where you're just taught one practice addressed at one level and one line and one state is very likely not going to help. And the unfortunate thing is that's still the way it's typically done. Somebody comes in and they have a particular practice, and it works to a certain degree on that one element, but it leaves out all the other elements, and it usually leaves out all the differences within that element as well.